Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. An unexpected medical emergency can cost you. It can cost you even more when you're traveling abroad. Protect your trip at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. President Biden says the U.S. will join Jordan and other nations to provide airdrops of food and humanitarian supplies into Gaza in the coming days. NPR's Deepa Shivaram reports his administration will work on shipments by water and land as well.
During a meeting with Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, Biden told reporters that the U.S. would push Israel to get more aid trucks into Gaza and increase the number of routes to get aid in.
Aid flowing to Gaza is nowhere nearly enough. Now, it's nowhere nearly enough. Innocent lives are on the line and children's lives are on the line.
But the White House wouldn't offer a timeline on when that airdrop would happen, for how long it would continue, nor is there a timeline for the maritime aid. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News, the White House.
Pregnant people in Texas have now extended coverage under Medicaid. Elena Rivera of member station KERA has more.
Medicaid patients in Texas used to have 2 months of coverage after giving birth. This made it hard to take care of complications like bleeding or chronic health conditions. Now they'll have 12 months, which Courtney Johnson with Parkland Health in Dallas is hopeful will slow the amount of people coming to the ER in a medical crisis.
Insurance covering it for 12 months is going to be a great thing, especially continuing that care that these patients need, for sure.
She says extended coverage means better access to specialists and primary care providers. Johnson says it'll also help address mental health issues like postpartum depression, which can develop up to a year after giving birth. For NPR News, I'm Elena Rivera in Dallas.
When Congress passed the latest short-term spending bill this week, one of the measures they agreed on has implications for those needing a student loan. NPR's Janet Ujung Lee has more.
Pell Grants are designed to help low-income students pay for higher education. Congress expanded Pell Grant eligibility 3 years ago. But recently, the Ed Department announced its intention to make Pell Grants accessible to even more students and provide more aid to those who qualify. This week's short-term spending bill put a stop to that effort. Republicans said the expansion would have crippled the Pell Grant program by creating a $7 billion funding gap next year. Democrats said the government shouldn't have to choose between expanding Pell and preserving the program's long-term viability. Rather, they say it should try to do both. Janet Ujung Lee, NPR News.
A dangerous winter storm is hitting Northern California, and forecasters say it will dump several feet of snow in the Sierra Nevada through the weekend. Wind gusts up to 110 miles an hour are possible in the higher elevations, and officials say avalanches are possible through Sunday in Lake Tahoe. Yosemite National Park, which is under a blizzard warning, is closed through Sunday. The National Weather Service has issued blizzard and winter storm warnings for parts of several states. You're listening to NPR News. In Colorado, one of the two paramedics convicted in the 2019 death of Elijah McClain in Aurora, Colorado, has been sentenced to 5 years in prison. Peter Chikuniak and another paramedic who administered a sedative that contributed to the young black man's death were convicted in December of criminally negligent homicide. Celebrated style maker Iris Apfel has died at the age of 102. She died at her home in Palm Beach, Florida. NPR's Netta Ulubi has this remembrance.
Iris Apfel was a late-in-life fashion celebrity. With splashing museum retrospectives, documentaries, and an autobiography that came out when she was in her 90s. For decades, Apfel ran a well-respected interior design firm, but it was her personal style, she told NPR in 2015, that made her famous. Loads of big, bright jewelry and her signature saucer-sized spectacles.
And everybody would say, "My God, why do you wear them so large?" And I would say, "The bigger to see you."
But Iris Apfel was also seen, not only for her design work, but as a professional model. She signed with a top agency when she was 97 years old. Netta Ulubi, NPR News.
Maine's lobster catch has fallen to the lowest level since 2009 as fishers grapple with climate change and new rules designed to protect rare whales. Industry officials say the proposed rules intended to protect the North Atlantic right whale and climate change influence where lobsters can be trapped. Wall Street higher by the closing bell. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Don't get caught without emergency medical coverage on an international trip. Learn how Allianz Travel Insurance can protect your trip from the unexpected at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.